What Office Metrics to Measure in Workplace Strategy, a Design Museum session hosted by Robin.
What office metrics should you measure for effective workplace strategy? Missing the mark when it comes to workplace strategy has much more serious consequences than the embarrassment of calling a coworker by the wrong name. Occupancy. To measure occupancy, you need to track total building square footage hash of employees using the space daily, weekly, and monthly hash of total monthly visitors. Occupancy is an important KPI to have as a baseline because it helps companies estimate how many resources they need. Knowing how many people are typically in your office each day will help you tweak that number, give or take, to best fit the needs of your team. Utilization. To measure utilization, you need to track percent of space and desk utilization over a 40-hour workweek. Event breakdown by type, size, and resources. Percent of events booked ad hoc versus in advance. Once you know who's coming into the workplace, it's important to understand how and when the space is utilized in order to accurately identify the purpose and priority of the resources within it. They're two halves to the objective data story around who, how, and when the space is used, and they're both critical to understanding how to make informed decisions around future design and building needs. Adoption. To measure adoption, you need to track percent of the organization abiding by changes. Weekly and monthly hash of users interacting with new tools or technology. Sentiment analysis or employee feedback surveys. The third key metric is adoption, so you can understand how employees are adapting to any changes within the office, whether that's new tech, new policies, or new space. In addition to watching adoption metrics for new software or systems, questions to consider around the context of that adoption include, how many employees are participating? How are they participating? What's the sentiment? Oh,